The passage that makes up today's gospel is that part that follows immediately after the story of the Annunciation. After the angel Gabriel leaves Mary, she immediately gets up, and with great haste she goes into the hill country, into Judea, to visit her cousin Elizabeth. That was not an easy journey. The town of Ein Kerem, which is the place she went, is about 150 miles from Nazareth. It's at least a 4-day, perhaps a 5-day journey. And it's a very dangerous journey. It's a journey through the mountains. And the danger is found not only because the roads are very narrow and unsure, but the mountains are filled with thieves who will prey upon travelers and steal from them. We don't know whether Mary went by herself or whether she had a group of people that she was traveling with. The town of Ein Kerem is a lush little town in a deep valley, surrounded by mountains on all sides. It boasts some of the finest olive groves and some of the most beautiful cypress trees. It's only a few miles from Jerusalem. Elizabeth and Zechariah were members of the priestly class, so they would have to travel to Jerusalem rather regularly to fulfill their duties. So the place was nicely located for that travel. Mary comes into the house and she is greeted by Elizabeth. There are two things, at least, that we can learn from this passage. Two things about what it is to be a disciple of Jesus. The first is that the good news is not the good news unless it is spread. The good news Mary receives from the angel Gabriel, that she is to bear a child and that this child is to be Son of God, that good news doesn't come alive until she shares that news. And that's precisely what she does as she goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth. The good news is never meant for one to keep it and to hold on to it. It's meant for one to give it away. And so, one of the foundational, one of the basic qualities of the disciple of Jesus is that that person is an evangelizer. That person is one who gives public testimony by the way he or she lives to the good news of God's presence and God's love. So that's the first thing we can learn from this story. The second thing we learn is found both in the opening line and in the closing line of that short speech that Elizabeth gives. Elizabeth begins by the words, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Elizabeth honors Mary for her call to be the mother of Jesus, the Lord. She praises Mary for the gift that she has received. That same praise will be echoed 11 chapters later in the 11th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, where Jesus is walking down a road and there are a whole crowd of people around him, and there's a woman in the crowd who cries out, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you." And Jesus says to that woman, Not at all. Blessed rather are they who hear the word of God and keep it. For those people are mother and sister and brother to me. At the end of Elizabeth's speech, Elizabeth says, foretelling Jesus' remark, "Blessed are you because you believed that what was spoken to you would be fulfilled." And so the second thing we learn is that to be a disciple of Jesus, and Mary as the primary disciple of Jesus, to be a disciple of Jesus is to hear, is to listen to what God has to say, and then to do it, to have the courage to embrace it. There's a short poem, a lovely poem that that Yeats wrote on Mary, the mother of the Lord, William Butler Yeats. He's looking at a painting. The painting is that of the Annunciation. And he's commenting on the painting in this poem. Mary is kneeling in the painting. It's a medieval painting. And high above her, way in the corner of the painting, there is a dazzling star. And flowing from that star is a brilliant stream of light. And the light moves down through the sky, and the light bathes, fills the ear of Mary. And in his poem, he talks about the light of life entering this world through the obedient listening of one human being. That the light of heaven takes up residence within human flesh, because one person listened. And that's the second thing we learn in this passage, is that not only is the disciple to be an evangelizer, but that the disciple is first of all to be a listener of the Word. And the Word comes to us in the Word of Scripture, the Word comes to us in the quietness of our own heart, in the midst of our prayer. The Word comes to us in the events and the people that we bump into or that touch our lives. The Word of God comes in a whole variety of ways. And the job, the work of the disciple is to always be attentive, to always listen. Jesus says, "It is the one who hears the word of God and keeps it. It is that person who is mother and sister and brother to me." So as we stand on the very edge of the Christmas feast, let us listen. Listen to the word of God. Listen to the quiet within each of us. Listen to the events that surround us. Listen for the Word of God.